him down. And then, just like Prahlad had done, they got out all the items for worship. Arati paraphernalia, foot bathing paraphernalia, and various other paraphernalias for receiving a highly respected guest. Narada grabbed everything and started worshipping them. And he wouldn't give them the paraphernalia. Yes, he just got completely into the mood and started glorifying them. That you are the recipients of the greatest mercy of the Lord. You are the greatest devotees. I'm so happy to be here with you. So, right at the beginning of describing why he considers them to be so fortunate, right at the beginning, he introduces this main point, really. It is what everything else, or so many of the other points, boil down to, that they have a very intimate relationship with Krishna. He is their dearest friend. He is their relative. He's their cousin. He's their charioteer. He gives them advice. And he's also their God and their spiritual master. But there's more mention made about the more intimate connections, friendly, very personal connections, just based on the loving relationship, personal relationship, the personal interactions they have, and their personal feelings, not just the fact that he is God, and therefore naturally they have to respect him. So then Narada Muni, what he does before, having made that point, but before he goes into so much of the details of their personal qualifications and things like this, he establishes an important point in some detail. That he makes the point that their Krishna is not the same exactly as the other forms of the Lord who the other devotees have relationships with. This is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. His position is more significant than, for example, Lord Vamana, who was related with Indra, or the Mahapurusha, who was connected with Lord Brahma, or Lord Nrsingadev, or Lord Ramachandra even. This Lord Krishna, he is special. And they are special. The Pandavas are special because they are connected with that special, most special, unique, one and only original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. He is the source of all the avatars. All the others, they're just like little, small parts, minor, his minute parts, the demigods. They're just little sparks of his splendor. And he is such a person that even the demigods, despite the fact that like Indra has a connection with Vamana, despite the fact that Brahma is connected with the Mahapurusha, but when they all went to the ocean of milk, 5,000 years ago, when Kamsa and his friends were creating their disturbances, but They appealed to the Supreme Lord. But he wouldn't even reveal himself to them. He just spoke to Brahma through the heart. And he, that is, of course, Vishnu, on the same level as Krishna, who the Pandavas have this intimate relationship with. Yes. So simply the fact that they are connected with Krishna himself is a very important sign of the fact that they have the special good fortune that none of the other devotees who Narada has met so far, that they have. So he's special in many ways. Narada makes a very important point. It's a very interesting point and very important point, which actually Jiva Goswami talks about in Krishna Sandarbha, that when the Lord appeared in other forms, then he only gave liberation to a few people. This is now leaving out Lord Ram. But if we include everyone else, and even Lord Nrsimha, he's there, but he's also a little special, like Ram. So you could even leave Lord Nrsimha out. But all the other forms of the Lord, when they appeared, they only gave impersonal liberation to a few people. But many, even many of the demons they killed, did not get liberation, like Kala Nemi. Kala Nemi was killed by the Lord, but he then took birth again as Kamsa. Or Hiranyakashipu himself. He was killed by the Lord, but he took birth again as Ravan. And Hiranyaksha, he was killed by Varaha, he took birth again as Kumbhakarna. And then again, as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they were killed again. But they didn't get liberation. So, of course they were killed by Lord Ram. But anyway, the point generally is that it's quite rare that people are given liberation by other forms of the Lord. And it was really only Prahlad was the first person to be given devotional service by one of the avatars. This is how Narada Muni explains, at least. And he got it from Lord Nrsimhadev, who's a little special. Then during the appearance of Lord Ram, a few devotees got pure devotional service, but not on the level of prema, or at least not on the level of Krishna prema, like the Pandavas have, that intimate, loving ecstasy of prema on that level. So a few of the devotees, they came to the level of pure devotional service, like Hanuman, like Jambavan, like Guha, the hunter, Dasarath, Vibhisan, Sugriva. They came to the level of pure devotional service. But Narada says that, whereas Krishna is concerned, so many people got prema, even on the highest level. And even in some cases, demons fit for hell got prema, like Putana. She became a nurse in Goloka Vrindavan. Like Agasura, he became a resident of Vaikuntha. So many people got prema. Even people like Vishvamitra and Vasishta,
They were connected with Lord Ram. In fact, they're extremely prominent in the pastimes of Lord Ram. But they didn't even, when it came to being connected with Lord Ram, they didn't even come to the level of pure devotional service then. They remained attached to sort of, you know, certain fruitive considerations, some ideas of liberation, and some mystical powers, stuff like that. Sorry? But when they saw Krishna, they came to Kurukshetra. They were so struck. They approached Krishna and asked him, "Can we have devotional service?" So then they became real devotees. I mean, they were already devotees, but they were like mixed devotees. They specifically requested Krishna for pure devotional service because they were so inspired by Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is so special. He is unique. The original Supreme Lord. And therefore his beauty, his charm, his pastimes, and his pastime places, his personal qualities and virtues, the way that he reciprocates with people. All of these things are outstanding. None of the other forms of the Lord, even Lord Ram, can compare with Krishna at all. Very big difference, actually. Very big difference. And these Pandavas, they have such a close relationship with this form of the Lord. So just see how special they must be. Just like you may have heard the story, when the gopis were separated from Krishna during the rasa dance, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, they were looking frantically. In fact, they became mad and started asking the trees and the animals, which way did Krishna go? So Lord Narayan, he became compassionate. These poor girls, they're so sincere, they're so dedicated, such nice devotees, but they're in such anxiety. This is terrible. Let me go and I will appear before them, he thought. I will put two of my arms behind my back and I will play a flute, because he is very expert. He can also play a flute when he wants to. In fact, we will find out when we go to Vaikuntha with Gopa Kumar in a couple of weeks or so. We will find out that Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, he sometimes dresses up like Krishna and plays the flute and herds cows. And therefore, some of the people there, they think that Krishna is just a Leela avatar of Lord Narayan. Anyway, that's another story. But Lord Narayan can play the flute. That is the point here. So he thought, I can play the flute quite well. And I look like Krishna. So I'll go down and I will pacify the gopis and they'll feel happy being connected with me. So he went down and he stood right in the way as they were coming with the flute and his two other arms behind his back. But the gopis, Krishna is so special. And the gopis are the ultimate connoisseurs in Krishna. Immediately they knew this is not Krishna. They didn't have to figure it out and check him out and take some time. Immediately they knew this is not Krishna, this is Lord Narayan. So they just immediately said, Om Namo Narayanaya. We offer our obeisances to Narayan, to you, Narayan. Very respectfully and bowed down. And then, with great intensity, they approached him, went right up to him and said, Can you tell us where is Krishna? And the impact of that on Lord Narayan was so overwhelming. He just became bewildered. His other two hands came out. He dropped the flute. And just, you know, the intensity of the gopis approaching him. So he said, I think he went this way. And then with his forearms, he started indicating all different directions. And they said, thank you very much, Lord Narayan, and just went off somewhere. Yes. So Krishna, the person, he is so unique and so special. He is not just a bit better. Like we read in Nectar of Devotion, there are 64 qualities of the Lord. He has all of them. Lord Narayan has 60. So that means Lord Narayan has more than 90%. That's pretty good. 90-something percent. That's very high. It's almost complete. But it is not that the difference in terms of beauty, pastimes, loving relationships, and everything, actually. It is not that the difference between Narayan and Krishna is only 10%. There's a very big difference. Yes. And he is just quite unique and outstanding. So, this is Krishna. And this is the form of the Lord that the Pandavas are connected to. So they must be uniquely special also. They must be. So that is his first sort of line of argument to the Pandavas. And of course, the Pandavas are agreeing, yes, Krishna, he is like this. It's true. He is so wonderful. He is so great. He is so beautiful. Then Narada says, and he loves no one like he loves you. So then they said, you know, why did you have to say that? Yeah. Narada was so ecstatic describing the glories of Krishna. He felt his tongue was sort of getting too carried away. He tried to hold his tongue. He couldn't. So he tried to bite his tongue. And he lectured his tongue that you are too busy. You will lose control. Then he said, actually, it is all right. You can carry on glorifying the Lord. So then he started glorifying the Pandavas. No one loves the Lord like you. No one loves... The Lord loves no one like he loves you. And the mercy that he gives you is unlike the mercy that he gives anyone. So you are the greatest recipients of the Lord's mercy. Then he gives a whole lot of examples. There are many examples. Even the first one, actually, I don't even know the story, but he says that Akrura told Kunti Devi one time something he'd heard about Krishna. And with the first sentence, she became totally overwhelmed with the topmost symptoms of Krishna prema, just collapsed and completely overwhelmed with one sentence. Then Kunti, she's the mother of the Pandavas, she looked after the Pandavas very nicely, but only because they were dear to the Lord. She looked after them with great care. She underwent extreme difficulty for the Pandavas because they were so dear to Krishna. Then Krishna, one time, Krishna wanted to leave Hastinapur. She asked him not to, and he felt he couldn't, and he didn't. This, of course, is there in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Queen Kunti. So Narada explains that you are so great that you control the Lord. And he gives this as an example. Kunti stopped Krishna. He was already in the chariot. And it was not just like, you know, if we go somewhere, we're kind of insignificant, so we go in one car. Krishna had this huge entourage to return to Dwarka with. He was already on the chariot. And she appealed, no, you please stay. So he stayed another 2 or 3 months because she requested. Krishna allowed Maharaj Yudhisthira to do the Rajasuya sacrifice. And he let Bhima kill Jarasandha. In this way, the two of them became famous throughout the universe. Because the Rajasuya sacrifice can normally only be done by very great personalities, generally demigods. And Jarasandha was so powerful that he had defeated some of the demigods. So by allowing Yudhisthira to do that sacrifice and allowing Bhima to kill Jarasandha, he increased their fame throughout the entire universe. Krishna used to call Draupadi my dear friend. And he sanctified her hair during that Rajasuya sacrifice. He personally sanctified her here with sanctified water from the sacrifice. Then Vidura, who is their one of their uncles, Vidura, there are different versions. Here he says, they accepted his porridge. There are other stories about banana skins and things like that. But here, there's an account of how Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur and met Duryodhan, who invited him for a royal feast. And he met Vidura, who invited him at the same time, to come at the same time, to eat some prasadam of some sort. Vidura was very poor. He only had some porridge. Now, do many of you know what porridge is like? It is really, unless you have been, anyway, it is really not very exciting. It's not very exciting. It may be a little tamagun. Anyway, it is not very exciting, put it that way. Of course, you can sort of jazz it up a bit, I suppose. But he had very simple porridge because he was very poor. But Krishna relished it instead of going for the big royal feast. He relished the porridge. And when Bhishma was dying, Krishna personally took everyone there to be with him, to personally be with him himself, and, you know, like that, just to focus everyone on Bhishma. And then after he passed away, Krishna personally organized the funeral of Bhishma, personally. So he's a relative of the Pandavas. Then he makes an interesting point. When Prahlad was given mercy by the Lord, he received it with his grandson Bali. When Hanuman got his mercy, he got it alone. But the Pandavas, they have got their mercy with their entire family and all their ministers and subordinates and servants and assistants and everyone. They all got the special mercy of becoming intimately connected in loving relationships, very affectionate and intimate loving relationships with Krishna. So, Hanuman was the last person. But it seems the Pandavas, they got a lot more mercy. Once, Krishna said, Duryodhan, the story goes, it's in the Mahabharata, Duryodhan was saying how he hated the Pandavas. He was insulting the Pandavas and saying he wanted to kill them. Krishna said, you better watch out or I'll kill you. Duryodhan said, but I didn't say anything against you. It's the Pandavas who I don't like. So Krishna said, a friend of the Pandavas is a friend of mine, and one of their enemies is my enemy. They are my very life heirs. Yes. So you see the very close connection. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, the senior brother of the Pandavas, he thought, Narada Muni is teasing us. He is giving us a hard time. He said, I cannot remember Krishna showing us any mercy at all. Because if even some ordinary materialist saw what we went through, even though Krishna was nearby, even though sometimes he would come and visit us when we are in exile, if even an ordinary materialist saw what we went through, then if they had even the slightest faith and inclination to serve the Lord, they would just give it up. They would lose it. And he says that I feel very bad about this because I'm fully dedicated to the Lord. Not that he feels that, oh, we had a hard time. Krishna let us have a hard time. He didn't intervene. Not like that. He is feeling that I am so dedicated to the Lord. I want everyone to appreciate the Lord. I want everyone to take shelter of Him. But unfortunately, all these things we went through, they're going to put people off. And they're not going to become devotees. And that disturbs me. So therefore, I don't think that we got mercy there. So, he says, just to show the people in general that Krishna is merciful to his devotees, I performed the Rajasuya sacrifice in order to get huge material gain, just so the non-devotees would see that a devotee of Krishna, it benefits through his connection with Krishna by the mercy of Krishna.